This is Pete Jones, and you are listening to episode 110 of the Dragons Are Real podcast. Now, I like to cover indie games now and again, so today we're going to do that. We're going to cover a small game, and the game we're going to be covering today is 3-2-1 Action. Now, this started off as a Kickstarter last year, as a small zine called Rocket to Russia, which was a sci-fi survival adventure. Looked as if it did pretty well, gaining 181 backers. And it is an adventure game in the vein of Contra and Predator set on a strange island in the middle of nowhere. Now, obviously, the Kickstarter has long since finished, but you can pick this up on a DriveThruRPG for £7.62. Now, the authors, they've actually released the core rule set for this as a separate document, and this is 3-2-1 Action Rulebook. It's pay what you want on DriveThruRPG, so you can pay zero and download it, and I suggest you do. But if you like it, then drop the authors a few bucks. So today we're going to have a dive into 3-2-1 Action Rulebook. So 3-2-1 Action Rulebook is by Gio Collazo and John McGuire. It's all about the game and how you play it, and so said Lemmy, and that's the quote from the inside front cover. So these set of rules are designed to play your favourite 80s action movies. Think of Sly Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger. So your 80s action, your crime drama, your haunts, heist, mysteries, sci-fi space operas, or weird westerns. There are two roles in the game. There is the players, and there is the referee, or in this is called the game runner. And the game runner runs the game like a scene from a show. The basic mechanics of the game are determined by a 10-sided dice. So for each task the players want to do, the game runner sets a challenge rating. And this is either 1 for a light challenge, 2 for a medium challenge, or 3 for a hard challenge. And the game runner sets the task level and which stat is to be used. And the player rolls a d10, adds the difficulty of the challenge to their dice roll, and is trying to roll equal or under their stat to succeed. The stats are in the region of 2-9, so as you can see, a +1 to a +3 can make a big difference. The game runner can also add a -1 to -3 to the rolls if they think that they need some boost in some way. The general principle of the game is that when the action is taking place, or the task is taking place, then the players are to explain how they're going to fill that plot hole in 2 sentences. So it's keeping it nice and simple, not lots of reams of information. Tell the GM what you want to do in 2 sentences or less. Depending on the result of what the player says, the games runner can award a -1 to a -3 roll. So if it's a good a fine answer, -1, a creative answer could give you a -2, and if it's a really super creative answer and is everybody roars with laughter, then they get a -3 to the roll. So let's see how a turn works. Now, instead of just your normal move and action game, when there is a rigid order, they like to try and keep the fun flowing in the game. So there's no initiative system at all. Everybody works together, and there is a 4-turn sequence, or 4 sequences in the turn. So the turn starts by the game's master reading the flavour text. Secondly, they ask the players what they would like to do, and in most scenarios, the C players go first. Unless there's something like an ambush or a trap. Players then explain what they're going to do and see what happens. Then thirdly, the monsters and creatures or NPCs go next. And fourthly, the players get to take a second action in the turn. And this is how the game resolves in those 4 nice sequence points. When it comes to combat, it's nice and simple. The players tell the GL what they are planning to do, and attacks always hit. A bit like Into the Odd or Electric Bastion Land. And the damage you do depends on the weapon you have. and each weapon has a plus or a minus to it. And you roll the damage, roll a d10, and add or subtract the damage, and that's how much damage you do. So for example, a handgun does minus 3 damage, so you roll your d10, subtract 3 from it, and that's the damage you've done. Any score of 0 or less causes 0 damage to the target. Each weapon has 2 attacks per turn unless specified otherwise, or they can also do 1 special attack per player's turn. And when we come to weapons, we'll have a look at the special attacks that these weapons do. Remember, this is a core set of rules, so it's not really in depth with lots of long lists of equipment and weapons. There's just some examples and you can riff your own. When it comes to damage, they don't use health points or hit points, they use something called luck points. And these luck points, besides acting as your health, can also be used to spend to influence dice rolls. So you start off with 20 plus a d10 worth of luck points. And every time you take damage, you reduce it from your luck point total. And if your luck ever is reduced to 0, that character is dead. But as I said, you can also spend luck to adjust player rolls, and there is no limit to the amount of luck you can spend. You spend it, reduce it from your luck total, and for each point spent, you can increase or decrease a roll by 1. So spend 5 luck and you can add plus 5 or minus 5 to a roll. The only rule to this is that you cannot use luck points to adjust weapon damage or to directly assist another player. To get luck points back, you earn them at the end of the episode, and you also get them through medkits or other healing techniques. And the GM or GR, gotta get out of this habit of saying GM, the GR can award them for good roleplay or just whatever he or she feels like. So as I said, at the end of the episode there is a wrap-up, and each player rolls a d10 and gets that many luck points back. And you always re-roll a 1 when you roll for your luck points, so you're always going to get a minimum of 2. Note there is no maximum number of hit points, so if you don't spend them during the episode and you roll again, you can just keep adding to your luck points. But the chances are you're going to try and use these in the episode to make it more cinematic. And then at the end of the episode, there is an awards ceremony. And basically everybody around the table has looks at the highlights of the game and awards points. So for the best comedy moment, that person gets 1 luck point. For the best action sequence, they get 2 luck points. And for the best line or quip of the night, they get 3 luck points. And you can also add to this if you so wish. Now, most of this game is going to be run theatre of the mind, so there won't be counting squares or hexes. But you need to know roughly how far a player can move for even through your theatre of the mind. So most players, or most characters, can roughly move 40 feet per turn, but this is affected by the weapon you are carrying. And basically, characters can move 10 feet per penalty of their weapon. So if you're carrying a weapon that causes minus 4 damage, then you'll move 40 feet. And if you're carrying a weapon that causes minus 2 damage, you are moving 20 feet. And this is because the amount of damage of the minus is also the higher the number is the less deadly the weapon, the lower the number is the more deadly of the weapon. And if you're carrying really heavy equipment, you can only move 5 feet. When it comes to the characters, there are 6 main stats that are determined at the beginning of the game. And these are split into physical and mental stats, of which there are 4, and survival stats, which there are 2. So your physical and mental stats are action, which is your general all-purpose movement-based stat. Your brains, which covers your book smarts, street smarts, knowledge, intuition. Your brawn, which covers your pure physical strength. And your charm, which is your persuasiveness and your intimidation, that sort of thing. And there we have 2 survival stats. You have your cool, which is your mental fortitude. So this is about keeping your head when the sky is falling down. Keeping your cool can help you stay on task and add a bonus to your roll, or the inverse, giving you a penalty for losing it. When it comes to guts, guts is for your intestinal fortitude and your endurance. However, when it comes to guts checks, if you fail 3 guts checks in an episode, then you apply a minus one penalty to all six of your stats, including your guts, so you are getting worse. If your guts check is your fourth fail, then the character can die. You can reverse failed gut checks in one of two ways. First one is by having some battleful medicine or first aid kit, and the second is by using 5 luck points to reverse a failed guts check. So let's have a look at how you create a character. Now you start off by rolling 6d10s. Any roll of 1 is bumped up to 2, and any roll of 10 is reduced to 9. And then you allocate those 6 rolls to your 6 stats in any way you wish. And it does suggest that you put your highest roll in your action stat, as that is the stat most likely to be used. There is an alternative to add an array of 6 numbers to your stats if you don't want to roll. And then you pick a simple roll, a roll spelled R-O-L-E-S, not R-O-L-L-S. So it gives 6 sample rolls here, and each of the rolls has a plus 1 to one stat and a minus 1 to another stat. And obviously you can design more as you so wish. So for example, a doctor adds plus 1 to brains and minus 1 to charm. Then you write a backstory for your character. And this isn't one of those long convoluted backstory that nobody is ever going to look at. This is a nice example that you have a backstory in 3 sentences. And one of these sentences should be about your role. One is based on your motivation. And one is based on what brought them to the adventure. And the rest of the character backstory will come out during play. When it comes to inventory, in the best form of the movies, characters travel light, so you can carry a maximum of 4 items at any given time. And it suggests a standard equipment list should be a handgun, a combat knife, a shotgun, and a tool or medikit. And certain heavy stuff counts as 2 slots, which is probably common sense, but it's written here anyway. When it comes to weapons, weapons are divided into 2 sorts, melee and ranged, and each weapon has a damage rating, a movement in combat, how many rounds of ammunition it can have, and any special attacks. So, for example, a combat knife is a movement of 40, and its damage is minus 4. A special attack is a successful action check to sneak, means you can make a stealth attack, and the damage penalty drops to 0. However, if you don't kill a creature outright, it gets to attack with a damage penalty of 0. An M9 handgun is a movement of 30 with 15 round magazine with damage minus 3, and its special attack can be used to disarm an enemy with a weapon. To disarm, target the weapon and then make a damage roll. As long as damage is done, any standard weapon will be destroyed. And you can also use it to trigger environmental effects like breaking chains, severing ropes, and triggering traps. And I quite like this, each weapon having a special attack, so you're getting the choice of, do I shoot it twice, or am I going to try and do something special with it? And each one has a nice little flavour. There's not many weapons in it, but again, this is just like a core base rules, so you can add to these as you wish. When it comes to makeshift or improvised weapons, then they suggest that you do that on the fly, or maybe you pre-plan it beforehand. So for example, if you're using a beer bottle, you could restore a luck point or two if the character swigs from it before hitting an enemy over the head. When it comes to armor grants temporary luck points to the character, and those temporary luck points are expended first, and once they are depleted, the item is useless. So, for example, a flak jacket gives you plus 5 luck points, while a fallen friend's dog tags give you plus 2 luck points. So you can adjust these to the flavour of the game. Whenever you find weapons or ammo, then you will roll to see how much ammo it comes with. And basically, you roll a d10 because, let's face it, if you're finding weapons, more than likely they've been used. And there are modifiers to the dice rolls. On how much ammo you find. So for example, an M4 rifle, you add plus 1 to that D10 roll, while an M67 grenade launcher is minus 9 to your roll. Oh yes, the maximum you're going to find there is 1 grenade. Then there is a section for new players on content warning, lines and veils, and the X card, so safety tools there for people are baked in and ideal for new players. And the PDF ends with a 2-page summary of all the rules, keeping it nice and simple. So, yep, that is 3-2-1 action. A nice, simple game. Simple rules. I think it's done a good job there. So do check it out. As I say, it's Pay What You Want on DriveThruRPG. So you can drop it for nothing. And if you like it and you're going to play it, then please do chuck a few quid to the authors. So that's all for this episode. Thank you once again for listening. And remember, you can always check out the website at petejones.neocities.org. It's got links on there to the Twitter, the Facebook, the blog, the YouTube channel, because this is in both YouTube and audio format. And failing all that, you can always send me an email at dragonsareelpodcast@pm.me.